Matthew 25, verses 31 to 34. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another, as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right, and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world." Parable of the Sheep and Goats, Part 1, Overview. God has no grandchildren. He has only children. Thus, we as his children cannot automatically transfer God's salvation to others via parentage. Heaven is only for those who have personally accepted Christ. Eternal damnation in hell is the fate of those who fail to do so. Jesus shared this parable of the sheep and goats just days before the Passover and the beginning of his persecution. In another part of Jerusalem, Satan was impishly fanning the flames of his bold scheme to kill Jesus, using the religious leaders as his unwitting pawns. Meanwhile, standing on the Mount of Olives, Jesus still had the presence of mind to share this final prophetic parable in the midst of pending personal peril. As he looked across eternity and upon those gathered before him, he shared this parable to prepare us for what was to come. He explained the basis for which the righteous will be separated from the wicked after the tribulation by using the metaphor of sheep and goats. Scholars debate the setting of this parable, but many place it at the beginning of the millennium after the rapture and the seven-year tribulation. Less debated is a reference to all nations in verse 32. In general, the term nations can be very confusing. It might seem that it was saying that God would bring the nation of England, Canada, China, or whatever, to the throne for judgment. However, no one will be sent to hell based on their national identity. In this context, nations, Greek for ethnos, has the basic meaning of Gentile nation. Thus, this is a reference to the non-Jewish people of earth. They are the audience of sheep and goats that the King of Kings is about to judge. The figurative reference to sheep and goats helped the audience relate to this parable, since shepherds often herded both sheep and goats. Shepherds would let the sheep and goats graze together during the day. However, at night, the animals had to be separated. A pen that would hold sheep wouldn't hold goats, because goats were more resourceful and would try to make a jailbreak. Even though goats do have some admirable traits, the metaphor of the goat for those going to hell seems to have stuck. In countless paintings and illustrations since then, Satan is often depicted with goat horns. To make his point in this parable, Jesus did not use obviously contrasting metaphors such as sheep and wolves. That would have led to a more obvious interpretation of those who believe and those who oppose the gospel. Instead, he uses sheep and goats who are part of the same flock that any shepherd would want to keep. In this light, both appear to belong to God. But just as in the parable of tares and wheats, Jesus is able to separate the hypocrites from the sincere, the saints from the saint-like, the righteous from the right-looking, and the true believers will be ushered into the kingdom, and the others into eternal punishment. Jesus said the greatest commandment is to love God with all of our hearts, souls, and mind, and the second is to love our neighbors as ourselves, earlier in Matthew. In this parable of sheep and goats, he appears to use this commandment as his scale for how he judges the nations. The sheep, true followers of Christ, will treat others with kindness, serving them as if they were serving Christ himself. Good works will be a byproduct of their faith in God. The unregenerate goats can indeed perform acts of kindness and charity. However, their hearts are not right with God, and their actions are not for the right purpose, to honor and worship God. So for the next few weeks, we'll be studying, is your service to God more sheep-like or goat-like? Questions. 1. Discover. This week, while praying and studying over this scripture, I was at a stoplight when a man walked by with a sign, "Need money for food and clothes." I diverted my eyes. Just as he passed by, the Holy Spirit then convicted me by replaying the text from Matthew. Needless to say, I was miserable because he was too far away by then to get his attention. So how do you handle lost opportunities to serve God? Does it cause you any pain or regret? B. If you don't give to beggars on the side of the road, does that mean that you are goat-like or just being a prudent Christian? 2. Develop. How do you know when to love your neighbor as yourself and when to keep on walking, because you can't save everybody? B. Are you a child of God? What circumstances led you to accept Christ in your heart? Since then, have you led anyone to Christ to become a child of God as well? 3. Demonstrate. Does your walk with God clearly demonstrate someone living out the greatest commandment?
This is Brother Raymond Johnson. For a copy of this devotional, please visit my blog at 3dbeliever.com or send an email to raymond@3dbeliever.com. Become a 3D believer today.